When the ending of the millennium does occur, it does not do this on the date of your calendar. The cycles are not required to follow your calendar of the seasons. The basis of the cycles is not from the Earth perspective, but from what you call the zodiac, as Earth passes from one influence of the 12 aspects of experience to the next. The starting place of each planet's trip through these influences does not follow the conclusions drawn by astrologers, but is determined by the mathematical equation of the solar system as it synchronizes with the master equation of the galaxy. It may then be assumed that the true ending of the millennium cycle is unknown, other than in a general sense, and it is close to your calculated time, give or take a few months. The cycles shift at higher levels as the heavenly bodies, observable in the night sky, which is nearly impossible because of artificial lighting, all moving in cycles, reaching points for repetition to begin. This indicates ending and beginning within the conceptualization of finite thinking that is confined to the lower realms of dimensional experience. Each cycle may be thought as a portion of a breathing process allowing for a rest period or a time span at the zero point of balance before the shift. The zero, rest point, is the point at which each manifested creation partakes of an energy feeding process or gathering of new energy before it moves into the new cycle. It is this available energy that the devious ones plan to utilize, combining it with the separated soul energy they plan to gather. They perceive this will supply an additional over-unity boost to bring about their planned shift from positive to negative. They also perceive that the control they are exerting will be accepted as the balance necessary for the energy transfer to occur at the resting point of the cycle shift. Magicians assume that their tricks are accepted as real by observers caught up in the process. Unfortunately for them, they are the ones caught up in their own deception. The Creator and the creation do not observe darkness of deception, for all thoughts and plans are known. Glaring reasons that humanity, as it now experiences, cannot in this moment exist in the higher dimensions are that thoughts and emotions are availed to be read by all. Deception is impossible because intentions are fully known. This brings personal responsibility as the basis for higher dimensional experience into the light of logical understanding. Individuals sharing the same dimensional experience screen out inharmonious thought to allow balanced group experience. Focused thoughts are known, and then what you call mental telepathy eliminates the need to slow the vibratory rate to vocalize thoughts. Since all at this level are consciously aware that their shared intention is participating in the return trip to the source of their own creation, the transition is not fraught with difficulty. Are there deviations? Of course. But normally these are worked through in a supportive environment. It is rare that an individual must be returned to a lower dimension. As you begin to understand a larger picture of this point in the history of your planet and the segment of humanity that now resides on it, you can pinpoint your own experience within the scenario. If indeed you are a volunteer who has placed itself in lower dimensional experience in order to assist individuals trapped there, then it hardly seems fair that you must be bound by the confines of that dimension. Unfortunately, that's how it works. However, it was understood when you volunteered to do this, there would be a point that you would be fully reminded of who and what you are, and of the agreement you made. In other words, you were promised a wake-up call. This is your wake-up call.